So we were up to, we were in the middle of the discussion of who, of three different possible reasons for why Asuka, which is taller than Esri Amos, is, no, it's possible, right? The first reason we saw was because of Vidata, because you have to know that you're, you have to be constantly aware of the fact you're in Asuka. If it's taller than Esri Mama, then you just don't see it, right? You don't see it until you sort of crane your neck, and that's no good. You're not constantly aware of the fact you're sitting in Asuka. The second reason that we saw was because of the tail sukkah, right? You have to be in the tail of the schach and not in the tail of the tomes, not in the tail of the walls. And the third reason that we saw was because it's taller than Esri Mama, is inherently a temper, it is inherently a permanent structure, or, you know, in the category of permanent structures, right? And that can't be, right? It has to be in the category of temporary structures, therefore it has to be shorter than Esri Mama. So that was the opinion of Rabba, sort of Rava. There's a cool who Kerabba loy Amri. So they didn't, everybody didn't agree with Rabba. Why? Because Ahu Yediela Dorosu. That's your deal of Doros, meaning it's not saying that the mitzvah is to be constantly aware of the fact you're seeing sukkah, to constantly see the sukkah, right? The mitzvah is to, the mitzvah is just to sit in the sukkah. That yidia, so that you will know, is a statement so that people will know about it. It's teleological. It's the reason for the mitzvah. It's saying so people will know for all generations about the sukkah, about the Dhamma Yakovoid, right? It's not so that they will actually be aware, b'shas maise, of the fact that Bnei Yisrael were in sukkahs in the midbar. That's the way they interpret the pasuk. Kirabi Zeira Nami Le'amri. So Rabbi Zeira was a sail sukkah. It's about the shade of the schach versus the shade of the walls, right? So Kirabi Zeira Le'amri Hahu Li Maisa Mashiach Udichsev. They didn't say like Rabbi Zeira, because that pasuk is just talking about Yom Yisrael Mashiach. Meaning, what was the pasuk? The pasuk was, right, Havesukati Yelatel Yomam Mecherev, right? The sukkah will protect them from the sword. That's not saying the sukkah is defined by its sail, by its shade. It's saying that in the future, in Yom Yisrael Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us from war. Right? It's just a prophecy about what will happen. And Rabbi Zeira, im kein lemakra vechipa vechupati yelatel yomam ma'ivus and ma'ivus sukati yelatel yomam mishamasi nantarte. Rabbi Zeira says no. Then it should have said vechupa. Instead of it should have used a different word for a shelter. Why they use the word vesukah? To teach us two things: A, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us in Yom Yisrael Mashiach, and B, that a sukkah is defined by its shade. Okay. And they didn't agree with Rava, because Rava was the one who says that it has to be a definitionally temporary structure, and Abaye was like, but wait, in that case, the walls will be made of steel. If the walls are made of steel, it should be possible. Since we know that it's not, that can't be the reason, right? So Rava had his response, but the rest of them thought that Abaye made more sense.
So who's the reason?
So what's the correct reason? Who do we paskin like? I mean, it's not really a psak question, no?
Well, it's not a psak question. So none of the answers are accepted, basically.
I'm sorry?
So none of the answers are accepted by everybody.
Yeah. None of the reasons that were given were accepted by everybody. Does he? I mean, you have to come up with enough coming for holding by it to mean something. But yes, the Rambam does apparently quote that reason. What does he say? No, this is just a pasuk that says you have to. The Rambam quotes this pasuk as saying that you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Doesn't say anything about the definition of temporary versus permanent. Okay, fine. It's a question of the drash for the halacha that's articulated in the Mishnah. So you have to come up with enough kamina to say who do we hold by it. You know what I mean? Okay. Keman Azla. So the question that the Gemara then asked was,
Thank you.
Okay, Manda Azlaha de Amarav Yashaya Amarav. What does this? Who is this? We're about to have a statement from Rabbi Yeshaya in the name of Rav. Which one of these three Amoraim is it like? So maybe we'll have enough coming. We'll see who we pass the night. Right? Machlekes b'she'ein defonis magiyas l'schach. But the defonis magiyas l'schach afilu melmayla meisrim ama k'sheira. So Rav had a shita that this whole machlekes Amoraim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, if is it possible or not? If it's taller than Esrim Amos, right? That whole question is only relevant if the walls don't actually reach the Tzach. Right? But if the walls do in fact reach the Tzach, then everybody holds kosher, even if it is taller than Esrim Amos. Rav has that sheet though. Okay? So, which one of the Amoraim is that consistent with? Ask them right now. Says Kiman Kira, but the Amar Mishum Delo Shalta Ba'ina Vechiv and the Da Ha'inis Megis Tach Mishlat Shalta Ba'ina. So he says this is similar to the explanation of Rava. Why? Because Rava said that the reason why if it's taller than Esrim Amos is possible, that's because you're not constantly aware of the sukkah, because you're not like seeing the sukkah as you just sit there, right? So in this case, since the walls reach all the way out to the Tzach, you sort of your eyes sort of follow the walls and you see the stach all the time. So then it's not a no worries. You are aware of the stach. So Rabba would agree with that statement of Rav.
Yeah, it doesn't make. You know, usually when you look at something, you don't follow the wall. You go like,
I don't know.
And if it doesn't reach a schach by that much, it's not like you're going to stop there.
The question of what does Ein Tvanis Megiyas Schach mean, which Ari just correctly pointed out, it might be that within Shlosh HaTochim is enough. And within Gimel Tvachim it's considered Tvanis Megiyas Schach. Right, was we don't opinion by passing like by this opinion of Rav, but it might be that you would say, if it comes within Gimel Tfachim, then that's considered that it does reach the Tfachim, even though it's not actually touching. Right, so that would answer your question.
Kind of.
I mean,
Gimel Tfachim isn't all that much.
I don't know. You have to draw the line somewhere. Right? It's a legal system. There has to be definitions.
No, I'm not talking with regard to legal. I'm talking about like with regard to like looking up.
Maybe better, but it's they have to, even when this far as they're at some level intuitive, which this one sounds like it is. As in, there seems to be an intuition at play here that, like, if the walls reach all the way to the schach, so then, you know, you pay more attention to the schach as well. But you still have to draw a line about, you still have to draw lines and define it when you're passing your shayla. Okay. Keman, who did that? Okay, Keman Azla Hade Amaravuna Amarav, Machis Jain by La Araba Ama is Alaraba Ama is Aval Yeshba, Yusir Araba Ama is Alaraba Ama is Avila Melis or Amar Sheira. So who's Rav Huna had a different statement in the name of Rav. Rav, he said that in the name of Rav, that their disagreement was only in the case where the sukkah was Araba Ama is by Araba Ama. So it was a very small sukkah, right? But if it was bigger than that, then already everybody would say it's kosher even when it's taller than Esrim Amos. So who's that statement like? Keman, Ke Rabbi Zera. This is like the opinion of Rabbi Zera. Remember, Rabbi Zera said it's about the shade. It's about the shade of the stuff, right? The Amarishum Tzel Hu Vechaven De Ravicha Ika Tzel Sukkah. So he says, since it's a bigger sukkah, right, this is bigger in terms of the area it covers, so then you will be under the shade of the Tzach, even if it's taller than Esrim Amos, and therefore we're not, Rabbi Zera wouldn't be concerned that he would be Makshir, even for Rabban. Keman Azla Hada Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rabba Amar Rav and Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chanan Bar Rav said in the name of Rav Machzikas B'Sheina Machzikas Ela Kdei Roishay VeRubei VeShulchanay Abal Machzikas Yoter Mikdei Roishay VeRubei VeShulchanay Kilo Ma'ala Esra Machshira. And he said in the name of Rav a different statement. There's a Madam Machzikas is when the sukkah is only true when the sukkah is the smallest sukkah is the smallest possible sukkah, meaning hold your head and most of your body at a table for you to sit at. That's the smallest possible sukkah for it to be kosher. But if it's bigger than that, then everybody would agree that lamayla me'esrim ama is going to be fine. That if it's taller than that, then 20 amas, that's not a problem. So,
that I won't work for anyone.
I'm sorry? Keman. What was the answer? Sorry, what did you say? What did you say, Gidon? Ah, I think you got it right. Right. Deman. Deloy kechad. It doesn't sound like any of them. Bishlama de Rabbi Yashi Apligada de Rav Huna ve Rav Hanan bar Rabba. De inu kayav ishiura be mashka ve iu loy kayav ishiura be mashka. So we'll say, Rabbi Yashia said, name of Rav, that the question was that this machlokes is only true in a case where the fonos don't, where the walls of the sukkah don't reach the top, they don't reach the stach, right? And these other two people said that Rav said this machlokes is really true when the sukkah is a smaller than a certain size, but if it's bigger than that minimum size, then already everybody will agree that even taller than Esrim Ames is okay, right? So we can say that Rabbi Yashia's statement works with either of those two statements because they're talking about different issues. In words, they can disagree. It might be the Tanaim disagree in two cases. They disagreed in a case where the Tefanos don't reach the Stach, and they disagreed where the Sukkah doesn't reach a certain size. Right? Both those statements are not mutually exclusive. That's what the Gemara said. Right? But Ela Ravuna Virav Khanan Baraba Nima Behekshar Sukha Kamiflagi. The Marasavar Hekshar Sukha Barabamas Marasavar Hekshar Sukha Vimasekas Rosha Virubish Khamai. So they say, but Ravuna and Rav Hanan Baraba, they're already irreconcilable, right? Because they said that the Tanaim disagreed if the sukkah was smaller than a certain minimum size. But they disagreed about what that size was. So their opinions are irreconcilable. They can't both be correct.
Whereas Rav Yashia could be correct.
Rav Yashia is good with either of them, but those two are irreconcilable. Yeah? Okay. And the answer, and it says, so then the Gemara suggests, well, maybe what they disagreed about was how big does the sukkah really need to be? Rabbi Hanan bar Rabba said, the minimum size is your head, most of your body, and the table for you to eat at. And Rav Huna says it's 4x4 amos, 4x4 amos. Maybe they just their disagreement. In other words, they were really saying the same thing. If the sukkah is bigger than the minimum possible size for a sukkah, then this machlokes is not true. And even Chachamim would say that if it's taller than Esrim Ames, it's all right. But they just disagreed about what the minimum possible size of a sukkah is. That's like what the Gemara suggested. By the way, how do we paskin on that question? That's how we paskin. If you need to build a really small sukkah at some point, so that's what, like if you live in a cool apartment, for example, so that's how big the sukkah has to be, minimally. As in, the balcony that they give us has an over...
How do you find rubber?
It's probably what it sounds like.
Like a majority of your body.
Yeah. Okay,
So you're like this,
like sitting in the...
Oh, so the balcony, the way they build the balconies for the kollel is basically the apartment above us has a balcony that overhangs ours, which makes it impossible for us to build a kosher sukkah, right? So the way they did it is ours is slightly bigger than the balcony on top of us. So we have a place for Rosh Hashanah Shulchanai, which is not covered by the balcony above us.
Can you do it downstairs as well?
Most people end up doing that, but the balcony is constructed in such a way that it's possible to build a kosher sukkah even on the balcony. Okay. So it says, like, definitely, I'm not sure sukkah, Rosh Rubesh Shafano. No, they didn't disagree about the statement. Everybody agrees that the correct size for a sukkah is Rosh Rubesh Shafano. They didn't disagree about what's the minimum size for a sukkah. The hakabe hakam, if they disagree about something different. The mar sabar. Rather, they just disagreed about what it sounds like they disagreed about. They disagreed about what's the minimum size of a sukkah that it would be kosher even if it's taller than Esrim Ames. They didn't disagree about what's the minimum size of the sukkah if it's less than Esrim Ames. There, they agree if it's Rosh Rubesh Shulchanai. If it's taller than Isra Mamos, then they are, then they disagree about what's the minimum size, right? For Rav Hanan Bar Rabba, if it's already bigger than Rosh Rabbi Shechano, even if it's taller than Isra Mamos, no problem. Even for Chachamim, right? And for Rabba, Rav Huna, it's only if it's actually bigger than Arba Amos, even though he holds that the minimum shear from Sukkah, if it's less than Isra Mamos, is Rosh Rabbi Shechano. Okay? Meitive. We have the something which contradicts this. Sukkah shehi gvoya la maila me'esrim amma. Psula, a sukkah which is taller than esrim amma is possible. The Rabbi Yehuda makshir ad arba'im vechamishim amma. Rabbi Yehuda says kosher even for 40 amma, even 50 amma. Amma Rabbi Yehuda maise behilni. By the way, that's just a way of saying it can be as tall as you like. Right? Like, obviously, it says 40 or 50. It's not saying, but not more than 50. He's saying it's as tall as you want it to be. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda said, "Ma'ase behilni amalka belucha ha'isas klasa groya me'asrim amav ayu zakenin niknasim meyotzin l'asham ve'lo amru la'davar." Says we know a case about this woman called Hilni, the Queen Hilni, that she built a sukkah and it was gigantuous. It was gigantuous. It was huge, right? It was very, very tall. And the Chachamim walked in and they shmoozed with her and they sat down with her there for a while and nobody told her the sukkah was possible. So doesn't that prove that I'm right? The halacha is that even taller than Esther Ramos is okay.
Maybe she was a big donor.
Sorry?
Maybe she was a donor.
Amru Loi, they said to him, Misham Raya. What's the obvious response? He said, no, that's not a good proof. Ishahi, Haisa, Ujur Mishpuzita. She's a woman. Okay, so she built a sukkah, a castle sukkah. Who cares? She's not chayav in sukkah to begin with. Right, sukkah is what? A mitzvah sasah shas man grama. And we know from the Mishnah towards the end of the first parak of Kiddushin that any mitzvah sasah shas man grama is not obligatory for women. Which is why women are pater from tefillin, and it's why women are pater from kriyashma, and it's why women are pater from lulav, and it's why women are pater from sukkah. Now, admittedly, the minhag exists. It's very, very widespread that women will try to fulfill some of the mitzvahs I just mentioned. So, for example, many women try to fulfill lulav, and many women do try to eat something in the sukkah every single day of sukkah. This is common. Many women eat matzah on Pesach. But, like, many women do try to fulfill the mitzvahs Sasha Shas Man Grama, even though they're not technically obligated, right, as much as they can. Not that one. Not that one either. But having said that, in principle, they are potter, and therefore it's not a good proof that she built up. Okay, so she built a pasul sukkah. Who cares? Right? Amar lahen, he said to them, Rabbi Yehuda said to them, no, ba'aloi, shiva barim avullah. Didn't she have seven sons? She had seven sons. Okay, but she didn't have, it's not a problem. She sits in a pasul sukkah, and she eats and drinks and sleeps in a pasul sukkah. That's not a big deal. But her sons have to have a kosher sukkah. Right, and Chachamim didn't say anything about it to them, so it must be that Chachamim were saying that really a sukkah which is taller than Esrim Amos is in fact kosher. Ve'oid ko me'aloy aloy asasa el al pi Chachamim, and also she did everything like what Chachamim said. That's like a general thing we know about Hilni Amalka, a very frum woman. We have lots of stories about her. Very, very frum, right? She wouldn't have done something the rabbis didn't think was like 100% okay. So it must be she built a kosher sukkah. So lama li lemisni ve'oid komal enaseli asasel api chamim. Why do I say I have to say ve'oid and also this statement? It says hachi kamarlo. This is what he meant. Ki soim rubanim ktanim hayu ve'ktanim prurim in a sukkah keren deshiva havu i'efshar delehavi behu chad she'eno etzarech le'imay. Says, you might have thought, if you were to tell me, no, okay, fine, she had seven sons, but maybe they were all ktanim, they were all little kids, right? And kids are a potter from sukkah as well, therefore it's also not a good proof. I'm sorry?
Seven children
for a single mother.
It must have been quick.
Seven children and
can be done.
Just.
No. Firstly, you can have twins, but like. No, it's not so ridiculous.
It's just hectic.
It's a little bit. It's a little more than once every 2 years. It's like not that unusual of age.
It's hectic on the mother. It's very unusual to have seven kids under 30.
She's the queen. She was doing alright.
It's unusual because of like social reasons, not because it's biologically impossible.
It's a little under 2 years. It's not that.
Let's better hurry up. Another 10 years, we want another six.
Are you kidding? My children are less than 2 years apart.
Really?
Yes.
Alright, so you'll be at 7 in 13.
Okay. So, right, Hilni, you'll say they're Tanim and they're part of Masuka, therefore still not approved. So you'll say, and anyway, for sure, if there's 7 sons and they're all under 13, one of them is nursing. Right? For sure. It has to be. One of them's under 2, he's still nursing. In which case, nobody thinks there's even a point in taking him to a sukkah, which is true. Right? We pass in that if a kata shein tzarich imo doesn't need to do mitzvahs at all. So the response was no. There's a chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a chiyuv derabanan for kids that are old enough to perform mitzvahs already that you get them to sit in the sukkah. Right? Midirabanan, you tell them to sit in the sukkah. Midiraisa, they don't have to. Midirabanan, you tell them they have to sit in the sukkah. Right? So then, Naiz Rachach, Rabbi Hu says, and if you tell me that Hilni Amalka, okay, she was really from Andaraisas, but Andarabanans, yeah, you know, not such a big deal. No, Hilni Amalka was super from even Darabanans, she did them. That was the expansion of the conversation in the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Okay. Bishlama le man de arish ain't funis magis kachmach lakis, darka shel malka, leche besuka she ain't. So the Gemara says, wait. If you say that Rabbi Yashi is right and they disagree in the case where the walls of the sukkah don't read to schach, then this whole disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda, this whole story, this whole back and forth between Rabbi Yehuda and Chamim about Hilni Amalka makes a lot of sense, right? Because a queen, she's going to want to have some gaps in her walls so that the air can blow through. It'll make her more comfortable. And she'll build herself a nice, comfortable sukkah with air holes. And so the walls won't necessarily reach the schach. It makes a lot of sense, right? And therefore, it makes sense they disagreed about that case. That's a reasonable case that they might have actually been arguing about in this braisa.
That's what he says they argued.
Right, Rabbi Yashia says they argued about a case where the walls don't actually reach the schach. So the Gemara says, it makes sense, right? For a queen, the walls really might not reach the schach.
But didn't they not protest about her sukkah?
That's the idea. Well, so that was Rabbi Yehuda's proof against Chachamim. Because Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim are arguing in the Braisa. Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, you can't bring a proof from Hilni Amalka. And Rabbi Yehuda has this whole complicated argument about why you can bring a proof from Hilni Amalka. Right? But if they were arguing about a case that involved Hilni Amalka, it makes sense that it would involve that it would be a case where the walls didn't reach the stuff. Because you want a nice airy sukkah. But she's a queen shop. And Chaim will say, there it's possible if it's told in Esri Mamo. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine based on the story of Hilni Amalka, right? But if we're talking about a tiny little sukkah like Rav Huna or like Rav Hanan Bar Abba, I don't understand. A queen sits in a tiny little sukkah? They couldn't possibly have been arguing about that case. It doesn't make sense, right? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Ada Lo Nitzrecha El Sukkah Asuya Kitonios Kitonios. So. No, rather, it must be talking. It's talking about a sukkah that has more than one room, right? And some of those rooms are very, very small. That's the case it's discussing, right? So even though she's a queen, and in Achinami she would have had an enormous sukkah, right? Because she's a queen, and queens would be stomach have enormous sukkahs. But she might have had tiny little rooms where she could sit privately because it's tzniyus. So then that, if she was sitting in that tiny little room, that's halachically thought of as a separate sukkah. Right? And therefore, it might really be that little room was possible. Even though the bigger part of the sukkah was kosher, but even though it was taller than that. And that's why this is not, and that's why this braisa is not a proof against Rav Hanan Bar Ada, Bar Abba, or against Rav Huna. This braisa could be referring to a case of a very small sukkah, but it's going to be talking about a tiny little room within her enormous sukkah. Right? That's what they were, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, the Chachamim of the time did not protest about. The Chachamim saying you can't bring a proof from there. Right? Vechidarka shel malka leisei besuka asuya kitonis. Like, says the Grimea. Way. What are you talking about? Queens don't sit in tiny little rooms. Why would she build a tiny little room show herself? She'll build a nice big room. Doesn't make sense. Right? Amaravashi Lai Nitzricha Ella Lekitonia Shiba. So Rashi basically says, no, she might have really built tiny, like, even though most of the rooms would be very large. It's not that all of the rooms will be tiny, but it might be she built a sukkah with one or two very small rooms. Right? In other words, there would have been big rooms in it. For sure there would have been very large rooms in it, which were a kasher sukkah even over Esra Mames, according to the Shita of Rav. Right? But she still might have built a small room in it. Like a small room as well in the sukkah, in addition to the humongous rooms. This is Rabbanan Savri, Banea Besukkah Mel Yavu Yasvi, Yasvi, Yasvi Kitunio, Shum Sniosa, Shum Haki, Le Amri Ladavar. And Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan really think? Why did Rabbanan think that you can't bring a proof even from the sons of Hilni Amalka? The sons would sit in the really big room, which was taller than Esramamis, and that's not a problem, right? And Hilni Amalka, because she was a woman, she wanted to be Tanua, she didn't want for everybody to be looking at her, so she sat in a very small room, right, where there was nobody else there. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Banea Gavahavu Yasu Yafilu Hachi Le Amri Adav. Rabbi Yehuda thought, no, her sons were sitting with her, right, they were staying with her in the sukkah, they were schmoozing with her, their sons, they went to spend time with her. It's Chag, right, you want to spend time with your family. And even so, Chachamim didn't tell her anything, and therefore that's a proof. And therefore, that's a proof that a sukkah, even if it's tiny, if it's taller than Esrim Amos, it's not a problem.
And are you, so therefore, you're rejecting that?
I mean, that's the disagreement between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda.
So the disagreement is on a small sukkah?
It might be. No, what I'm saying is, it might be. It could be on a tiny sukkah, or it could be on a sukkah where the walls don't reach the schach. Either one of these works for the brisa. We haven't rejected anything. Wait, Shkoyev, gentlemen.